This is KUNC. Colorado's recreational marijuana industry is booming, with sales reaching almost $1.6 billion last year. Now, entrepreneurs are looking for the next big thing to cash in on. And as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, they are setting their sights on Colorado's craft beer market.
It smells strongly of marijuana inside this Denver bottling plant, and for good reason. It's a main ingredient of the beer being brewed and packaged here.
So if you could imagine a Belgian-style white ale.
Keith Villa is my tour guide. In the beer industry, his claim to fame is creating Blue Moon. But with his newest venture, you could say he's moving on to greener pastures.
You could pretty much simulate the beer world in coming out with all these different craft beer styles.
In this case, it's Saria. It's beer, but instead of alcohol, there's 5 milligrams of THC in it. That's the psychoactive compound in marijuana that gets you high.
Well, actually, everything from a light beer, like a Coors Light, Bud Light, Miller Lite, all the way up to a super heavy imperial stout or a barrel-aged product. I mean, you could really, the sky is the limit.
Because it's so new, there's not a lot of market data on cannabis-infused beer, but infused beverages as a whole are expected to grow to a $1 billion-a-year industry in the U.S. over the next 3 years.
So there's two factors in that growth.
Jessica Lucas is vice president of consumer insights at the cannabis market research firm BDS Analytics in Boulder.
One is more states coming on board. The second is the growth of edibles.
Lucas says cannabis drinks have a few other things going for them, like a broader consumer base. And holding a drink carries less stigma than smoking or vaping.
So if you have a beverage that is infused with cannabis and it has an appropriate level of THC in it, or CBD or whatever the other cannabinoids might be, consumers don't have to think too hard about how to consume that and what that looks like to other people.
Several big names in craft beer, like the New Belgium Brewing Company, are already selling beer featuring non-psychoactive hemp, a close cousin of marijuana. Julia Hertz is with the Boulder-based Brewers Association.
Craft brewers, these small brewery businesses, as the innovators that they are always going to be looking for kind of what's next of next.
But she also says it means jumping over complicated legal hurdles, since state and federal regulations around hemp and marijuana are constantly evolving.
A lot of the time, though, it's you know, one hand tied behind your back, right? The sales aren't necessarily going to be allowed to be broad. Selling them out of state, for example, for the form of most of what we're talking about, wouldn't be allowed.
But that's not stopping Keith Villa. Back in Denver, he and a lab technician are dunking a glass beaker into an ice bath. It's full of bubbling green goo.
It's the cannabis oils, yeah. Which
the beaker holds enough concentrated THC to mix more than 2,000 bottles of Saria beer. Once cooled, it's poured into big fermentation tanks where it dilutes and loses its distinct flavor and, more importantly, smell.
Some people describe it as the smell of a dead skunk on the side of the road, and that certainly is not appealing.
His beer went on sale last December in about 50 Colorado dispensaries. Via hopes to open up manufacturing operations in California, Nevada, Massachusetts, and even Canada later this year.
Because up there, smokables became legal last October, but drinkables and edibles will not be legal until this coming October 2019. So by that time, we'll have a lot of sales experience, marketing experience, to know what works in the marketplace with cannabis beer.
And for those curious about the taste, it's not cheap to try. Depending on the dispensary, Via's infused beer goes for about $9 a bottle, $36 for a six-pack. Matt Bloom, KUNC, Denver.